Hi, I'm Carl Azus. Welcome to CNN Student News and the first official day of fall. Today is the autumnal equinox, when day is almost exactly as long as night. It's also when leaders from all over the world are meeting at the United Nations headquarters in New York. Five things to know about this. One, it's called the UN General Assembly. It started in 1946 with 51 countries represented. Today there are 193. Two, the General Assembly is one of six branches of the United Nations. It's the only branch that offers all member countries the chance to vote on various issues. Three, regardless of those votes or agreements or resolutions, though, the General Assembly has no power to enforce them. That brings up four. The event is like a giant international sounding board. There are many speeches, but usually little action. Five, a wide range of subjects can be discussed, including climate change. Tens of thousands marched in New York City this week to draw attention to the issue. A UN summit on climate change is set for tonight. But it's not the only issue before the UN General Assembly.
Inside this General Assembly hall, where the nations of the world are supposed to get together in harmony, people have issues, beef with other countries and capitals. The United States will have beef with Russia over Ukraine. The United States will have beef with Syria, which is here, over the terrible violence that's gone on there for years. And oftentimes it'll have beef with either the Palestinians or Israel, whichever side they feel is not complying with Washington's wishes. This will not come as a surprise. There will not be a Middle East peace agreement signed at this year's General Assembly session. However, Israel and the Palestinians will definitely verbally duke it out. Gaza, the big battle for Gaza, really inflamed the situation. There are no current peace talks. Right now, I'd say the big dispute is Ukraine-Russia. It doesn't seem to end, despite whatever progress is made. I think you will see denunciations of Moscow from various Baltic nations and the West. And unless the situation drastically improves, I think that's what you're going to find is the major contest here. It's very rare for a health issue, such as Ebola, to dominate the headlines at the United Nations General Assembly. There is a real fear of it spreading. Western African leaders are going to be here. There's no doubt Ebola will be part of their remarks and will probably feature calls for help and global assistance to help fight the spread.
Hillary Clinton, I believe, once said that 1 week of a General Assembly can take 1 year off your life. It can be exhausting. Many diplomats told me that appearing at the General Assembly for a world leader is like diplomatic speed dating. You got 5 minutes with this president, 2 minutes with this foreign minister. Presumably, they all come with a schedule and an agenda and a goal of what they want to do, but it's a real hurly-burly of diplomatic activity.